9694, Stephen W. Hammett, west of Road 258, north of North Lake Drive, being Lot 9 within Crazy Lake Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Do you swear or affirm that the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
State your name for the record, please.
My name is Stephen Hammett.
Members of the board, I'm William Schaub, here on behalf of Mr. Hammett. Again, a fairly typical scenario. Mr. Hammett signed a contract to purchase his home, but actually this is a little bit different because, I guess it was the same. Surveyor was out there, and the surveyor noted to the seller that the variance, that the home was 0.3 feet, to one corner of the porch front was 0.3 feet too close to the side. The seller, who Mr. Bull, in fact, had the variance forms filled in and was going to file them, but he ran out of time because it was only a couple days before the settlement, and he thought it was an over-the-counter type of approval. So, of course, at the settlement, I told him no. In fact, we had to go through this process. So we then filed on behalf of Mr. Hammett, and as the survey shows, again, it's an unusually shaped lot, but not only unusual, I think if you look at the survey, there's even a difference of opinion among surveyors as to what the side property line is on this property, and that's really what caused the problem here, because if you'll see on the survey, there's one line that says plot line. There's another one that says Miller, Lewis & Co. survey property line. So we've had, at this point, four different surveyors. The surveyor who did the original plot, we have Coast Survey and Miller Lewis, who say that the property line is more to the right, in which case there would be no setback violation at all. And then we have the surveyor who did the survey for Mr. Hammett, saying, well, he thinks the correct line is the line taken from the plot plan, and if you put that in that picture, then that corner of the home is, in fact, 3.6 inches too close. And again, this is only a little corner of the house. Mr. Hammett had all his plans. Moving truck, even he was here when this was discovered. He was moving here for good, lives here permanently. He had absolutely no ability to change his plans at the last second, so he had no choice but to go forward the settlement. And if I could ask Mr. Hammett just a few questions. Mr. Hammett, first of all, is what I've told the board about your property true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
How difficult would it be for you to remove 4 inches of your house?
Well, you'd have to cut off an entire corner, I guess, of the house, yes.
In the short period of time you've owned the property, you bought it in May, have any neighbors complained about the situation?
No, sir.
Also, as I noted in the application, this actually is a fairly new home. It was vacant until 2002, and a developer put in the home, and just depends what survey they were relying on. They probably thought they put it in the right place, and I can't say they didn't at this moment. I think it's just, as you know, it's not worth a lawsuit to find out what the correct property line is if there's four different surveying companies saying there's different lines. But the variance is minimal. It hasn't existed a long period of time, but certainly not adversely affecting any property owner, and be exceptional practical difficulty to for Mr. Hammett to remove it, and for that reason, we do ask that the variance be granted.
Mr. Lake, there's a notation CO 1223-02. Would that one assume that the CO was issued?
That's for the dwelling. Is this a porch that was added, or is it part of the structure?
Yeah, it's a porch. Yeah, well, no, it's not a totally enclosed porch. No.
But a roof.
A roof.
It's just a land. It's a porch area with a roof.
That's right. So it's just open. But it's, so since it has a roof, it's considered enclosed.
Right.
It would have been part of the same structure, I'm sure.
Right, and that is something we checked. But first, we didn't think a variance was even going to be needed.
Is that a modular unit?
Yes.
The confusing thing is, when we saw the survey in the office, was you got an Adams Kemp survey for the lot next door, which you can see encroachment of the driveway going on to this lot. You've got a Miller Lewis survey for the lot to the closest to the variance requested, and you have three different property line front yards by three different surveyors, and if you asked either one, they're all right. And then the original survey was done by Murphy, I believe, originally. That makes four surveyors. One laid it out, and three of them disagree with it.
Any further questions or comments from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, because of the property lines, I would say it's pretty unique. I think it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Wasn't obviously created by this applicant. See where all the essential character of the neighborhood and be a minimum afford relief. Make a motion we approve case number 9694.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 9694. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.